The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the last week. Last few days.
Yes.
Of 2025. Are we getting out of here alive? Let's hope so. Okay, good morning. Thanks for coming and joining with us
great
today.
Great to be here.
In the studios of KCNR down here on Market Street with Carl and Linda Bott. Gosh, this is ending up the year already. I shouldn't say already, because February, as we know, had 46 days in it. And I'm not sure how that happened. Where December only had 28, maybe 26. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's 7:06 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here with us.
Good morning, guys.
We think we have finally solved the problem for the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay. What was the problem?
It wasn't playing.
That's the problem. For Sunday.
On
okay,
Sundays.
Gotcha.
Uh-oh. Yeah. On Sundays.
Was it a computer glitch?
I don't know what it was. It was partially computer, partially a racket, partially. Nobody went over and pushed the button. That was partially.
We have
the
scientists here that help us dissect on a regular. Yes.
Yes, we have scientists here.
They dissect the problem on a. A racket, which is, we call it a racket. That is our computer program that runs, is the brain here. Kind of like Hal.
No, the brain.
He's our Hal.
The brain is Jim Brewer.
Well, I mean, we have human brains, but I mean,
he's the brain.
The other brains that are is Hal, and Hal sometimes has periodically malfunctions, and it would be never when you expect it.
Hal wants to go out on a date.
Yeah.
Hal says, "I want to go to the.
Please let me out.
I want to go to the Garden of
Eden." He knows AI is coming to take his job.
Let me out of this box. I need to get out there and stretch my legs.
That's it. So what national days do we have today?
You have
buddy?
National Pepper Pod Day.
Pepper Pod.
And TikTok Day, but it's not TikTok the app. It just says TikTok and it has a clock on it. I have no idea what that means.
National Clock Day. TikTok.
Yep. Okay,
so.
TikTok, which would be
y'all have.
Yes.
You know what? Y'all have got to find another source for your information. And y'all, there's got to be a few others because, you know, I see others that it's national ride your horse till you fall
off.
And, you know, till you fall off and throw
up. We are going into the year of the horse. And if you have, you know, if you do watch reels or you watch anything, we're coming out of a cycle. A 9 is always a tough one. So we're going into the 1. Which is the year of the horse, which is new beginnings, clear the energy of what you don't want, set your intentions, things that don't serve you, relationships, habits perhaps, things that, you know, that drag around in your mind about, I wish I could have, I should have, you know, get rid of that stuff. So this coming up year, it's very positive, and it's the year of the horse, which, you know, of course, means freedom and moving forward and all the beautiful things when you think about this is a majestic year coming up. So as you get ready, if you look outside today and you step outside, it is absolutely stunningly clear and beautiful. We're going to have about 59 today will be the highs, mostly sunny. So you do want to bundle up tonight, 36. What a beautiful time to go see Garden of Lights. And we are going to go in January, even if it's raining. We are going to go there on the closing month. And, you know, we need to support Garden of Lights. And absolutely Tuesday, tomorrow calls for area frost, the mostly sunny with a high of 57. Overnight lows tomorrow night up 40. And then on 55, Wednesday, it's called chance of rain with about 30% there. Looks like about 70% chance of precipitation. Wednesday night's calling overnight of 45. And then we have New Year's Day, 50 rain, Friday rain. So looks like we go through Saturday, rain likely. So, you know, it's one of those back and forth. It kisses and then it opens up, which is great. And like I said, it seems like we go on media night, Garden of Lights, and we've gone in the rain and wind and still enjoy it.
Of course you do.
Because
it's the lights.
It's just beautiful and it's the lights and you bundle up and it's, you don't mind being out in the weather. We've seen where kids are in their, you know, family dressed in camo. going to Garden of Lights, even in the rain and the wind and everything else, and it's been great. So anyway, want to put a plug in for them because we want to make sure that they have a successful year with all that they do for our community as well in that love. And by the way, the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. It's a veteran-owned business. The Kinney family, serving our generation for years. Three generations strong, 365-3793, where they always go to your hard-to-reach places for propane and gas needs with senior and veteran discounts. What's up over there?
Well, today at 8 o'clock, we've got Courtney Denny coming in, but she's bringing a guy by the name of Tucker Allen. And Tucker Allen is the National Finals Rodeo, the PRCA, Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association steer wrestler, winner of the gold buckle there at the NFR. And he's really an interesting young man. So we'll be interviewing him at 8 o'clock today. And then other things going on, like a review of what happened, you know, just a quick review of what's happened here in Reading. Talking about Bridget Bardot.
Yes.
Passed away at age 91.
She was a big time. She spent a lot of her later years being an animal activist.
An animal activist, but she was also very much a nationalist, a French nationalist, where she would protest about the open borders and the numbers of people coming into France, just pouring into France, which got her arrested 5 times. And she was, I think, convicted twice, but nothing ever happened. Nobody's going to put Bridget Bardot in jail. And then, but you're right, she was a big animal activist. And she stepped away from acting, but she was the hot number, the hot star back in the 50s. And she did, several films with her husband, Roger Vadim. But she was, you would see, I mean, even today, Bridget Bardot is considered a, you know, I don't know, maybe an icon.
Well, she would be, yes.
Of the
back during the sexual revolution, she went by the initials BB, and she actually kind of seemed in the 70s to kind of fall out. She acted in 47 films, performed in several musicals. Now, I didn't know about that, and recorded more than 60 songs.
I didn't know she was a singer, too.
I didn't either.
So she passed. And the
1956 was when God created woman.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, the Reading in Review this year of daycare and high-speed rail here in California. That's my favorite. And then, you know, something we've got to mention just before the break is stand by this year. We've got a bunch of new laws happening, including you can transition your children when they're, like, 12 years old through surgery in California, but you can't declaw your cats. Is there something wrong with this?
Somewhere the truth lies between those two concepts, I guess. I don't know.
You can physically, surgically alter your 12-year-old, but you can't declaw cats in California.
Cat.
I mean, there's something here that just strikes me as being wrong.
No kidding. Well, and did you listen to We the People at all yesterday?
No.
We have the largest oil refinery in California is closing.
Now, I did sit and talk with Aaron for like about 15 minutes about it, and what I'm going to do is listen to this. This is something, if you have not heard it, please go to We the People in our archives and listen to it, because we're going to talk about it. She's given me a name of one of the guys that was on the show, so we can bring him in and start off 2026 by saying, stand by. That was one of the things, gas prices, stand by.
Yeah.
Three refineries have left, shut down, and left California.
They're bringing one of their guests back this coming week for another 2 hours. It's so important, and nobody's talking about it.
Well, and here's the scary part, my friends. is that without the refinery, so I asked her all the questions that I would think people would ask, is, well, why can't we truck it in? They don't have enough trucks and supply.
And we have a special formulation in California.
Yeah, to move that much gas across the border, because we're talking about getting 60% of our gas from other places. And I said, well, why can't we just load it up in Texas and bring it around? And the thing on that was, again, the supply issue and the type of fuel and how they recover the oil. And then, so that's why so much of it is coming in from, Saudi Arabia. And we used to be getting it from Venezuela. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure we still are on that since, Trump's put a kibosh on that. But then all that means is it's the price of oil goes, or the price of gas goes up in California immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking maybe $1.50 a gallon.
Closer to April, it's probably going to get worse than that.
Well, and when you get into the special gas that we have to have in California for the summer, you're right. Okay.
And we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about some of the new California laws. We got a lot of stuff about that earthquake, and we'll be right back.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby.
Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall, featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlu's.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I went into a church. I stopped along all the way.
Hey, Feliciano. I know this is going to sound, he is amazing. And back in the day, the Sacramento fair, it would be like the big state fair was in Sacramento. And they had a stage. My friend Mary Roten used to book the music. And so she booked me to open. I opened for Jose Feliciano, and I don't even know what the name of the stages were, but so I got to meet him and his piano player, Rush Robinson, who ended up, you know, later on, his touring manager, and I got to know the musician. So Rush Robinson played for us, played for myself in club work when I did an act called Two Ladies. And then he went out on the road a couple times with the Gold Diggers, Dean Martin Gold Diggers, where he was the keyboardist. And he was just a great guy, Rush Robinson. I need to check to see where he is. Somewhere in L.A. Did not get married. He was a bachelor till I think he was like 55. Great guy. But Jose Feliciano is just, you know, just an incredible musician.
Giant factory is going to be built at Stillwater Business Park, bringing nearly 200 jobs to Redding and begin in 2026. The City of Redding has applied for a U.S. Economic Development Administration grant to pay for the road extension at Stillwater to go along with this. They could start on the road in 2026. The infrastructure work at Stillwater is among the significant projects expected to highlight 2026. I got this out of the Record Searchlight and David Benda. Fabric Mass Timber is in escrow to purchase lots 14 and 15 in Stillwater, wants to build a 260,000 square foot plant. It hopes to open in 2027. The plant will employ 150 people who will make between $45,000 and $75,000 a year. And what they do is they make engineered wood products that comes from pressing and gluing layers of conventional lumber together. And let me see, what else do they have? Also in escrow to buy a lot in Stillwater is Redding-based Technosoil Industries, and they want to buy lot 12. And Sean Weaver is the company's president of Technosoil and founder and brother of the former Redding City Councilman,
yes,
Brent Weaver.
The Weaver family.
They want to purchase 25 acres on the south side of the business park. And they're going to build a manufacturing warehouse and its global headquarters at Stillwater. And the walls are up on the Amazon's 95,000 square foot delivery center in the Stillwater Business Park. It'll take 14 to 16 months to build. It means the facility could open in the fall of 2026. And it's part of the Amazon's rural, super rural network. And we'll have flex workers there. 100 flex workers. And that allows employees to adjust their work schedules and number of hours they work each week. And then, of course, the Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center is being built as we speak, down there right by Cypress, by the bridge, and the next to the Nupon open space. And they're saying that they hope to have that seeing patients, have it all finished and be seeing patients by late summer 2026. And they want to receive the occupancy in April. And let me see, what else? Oh, under construction since 2024 is the 87-room Avid Hotel off Churn Creek on Del Monte Street. It's nearing completion, too. Now, the developer who also owns with his family the Thunderbird Lodge right across the street from us is set to open in May or June of 2026.
You know,
all these things are going on right now.
The other day I went down Market Street right in front of us, and I didn't want to – I drove through in order to cut through. Yes, I did, so I could go down the alley, and I wanted to see if a certain store was open yesterday.
Linda is an alley driver.
Yes. Yes. Alley Cat from way back. Or Alley Kitten. Anyway, so I drove through those refurbished motels or hotels or whatever you want to call them off of Market Street. And I was like, these are really nice. Right here by around our station here.
Thunderbird?
Well, Thunderbird over Kitty Corner where the Enjoy Store used to be in that area.
Yeah.
Those are really nice. They're yeah. beautifully updated.
Now,
so
those two. Now, if you go down another block, not so much.
Well, I got to say that those are. So, you know, we have two people here in the studio that we know of and that were affected by the floods, affected by the water. And,
oh my gosh.
I was talking to one of our staff this morning that, their daughter, had her house flooded and literally spent Christmas with them. They just remodeled their house, waiting to put the baseboards on.
Yeah. Well, there's three people. But we've got three people that we work with here. All three, thank goodness for Alex, is that you said on you were doing okay, and then Christmas Day flooded the backyard but did not get into the house.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As opposed to two others where the water came in.
One of them was able to stop it somewhat so it didn't go through the entrance, was right there ready to go into the rest of the house. But you know, just had to be on top of it, diligently working. But for you know, and you and I both have had before we got together, you had a house, I had a house, mine was in Sacramento, yours is in Hawaii, that were flooded, and we know what it's a catastrophe because you've got to wait for insurance to see how much sheetrock can be taken out, and we're from the old school that you just get in there with a hammer and a sledgehammer and a whatever you got to do, crowbar, and you get in there and you rip it out so it's dry, but at the same time you're waiting to see how much insurance and FEMA. This is when the whole, like when I was there. And
I ripped out like 500 square feet, probably more, of carpet.
Yeah, the carpet, yeah, they wanted us to keep the carpeting and just dry clean it. And we were like, not on your holy life are we doing that. Well, so that had to be ripped out. We had to pay for the cost of that because at that time, whatever FEMA was or the insurance, it was like they weren't corresponding. And it was like, this is something that's immediate because mold could set in so quickly. So what I want to share with you is the Redding City officials are continuing preparations for additional storms following heavy rain that led to high water levels, strong currents, and widespread flooding. In Redding, several roads were temporarily inundated as storm runoff overwhelmed drainage systems. And this could happen again, perhaps. We do have 3 or 4 days of rain coming up over the weekend. And so we're not really sure, like maybe some of those are still clogged with debris, but city staff have been inspecting storm drains, culverts, and low-lying areas where debris build up and fast-moving water have caused backups in recent storms. Officials say saturated ground conditions increase the risk of flooding as more rain moves through the region, making preventative work especially critical. Crews are focused on clearing clogged storm drains and release points to help move water away from streets and neighborhoods more efficiently. With more rains expected this week in Shasta County, residents in low-lying areas are encouraged to be prepared. Sandbags, well, you know, sand. Forget about sand. You got to bring the bags. You got to bring the shovel. And you got to bring the back work, okay?
And by the way, Lauk's Landscaping has the sandbags. If you still need sandbags, and you might, even though it looks good now that if it starts raining again, but Lauk's Landscaping has the sandbags.
Yeah, so sand is available at the fire stations in Palisadro, Bella Vista, French Gulch, Cottonwood, Jones Valley, Mountain Gate, Shingletown, and West of Redding at the Cal Fire Station on Homestead Road, as well as the Sheriff's Substation in Burney. And Anderson has sand. It is also available at their Corporation Yard on Barney Street. Sand is available at the Redding Corporation Yard on Viking Way. People need to bring their own sandbags, as we said, shovels and manpower. Clogged storm drains in Redding can be reported at 224-6068 anytime. Down PG&E lines can be reported to 800-743-5000. So, you know, we had the Red Cross out. We had, you know.
Red Cross was handing out a lot of supplies to people who've been affected by the floods. You haven't lived until you step off your out of your living room onto your lanai, and you step in the water, and you wade across the lanai with water up to your ankles, and you look out, and you're in the swimming pool in your backyard has disappeared.
Well, that's exactly what happened. I stepped out of my bed.
It was just water.
I stepped out of my bed.
There was no swimming pool. It was just water out there.
Yeah.
And then the water starts pouring in.
Comes through the door.
It comes up through the junctures in the walls that look like an artesian well.
Yes, it scared me.
What can you take with you?
Well, what happened in my instance was I stepped out of bed in the morning and I heard the click, click, and it was like, what? You know, my mind thought, you know, it was like days. It was a tumultuous storm that went on, like what we had here. That was a 10-hour downpour. But anyway, and I was like in water, and I look and think about, well, what did the toilet or did something overflow? And then your mind wraps around. I'm in water everywhere, and the dog behind me was like feet up, you know, like pulling the paws up because walking in the water on the carpet. And then looked out and saw that the creek, little tiny creek behind the house, and it was growing in front of my eyes, came in, like I said, covered the pool, came in the sliding doors. I was lucky enough at that particular time that I had a moving company that I knew, and I don't know how they were available. They were available and they came out, but I had a bunch of antiques, so I went from bucket to bucket to any kind of bowl I could put, because any wood you have, the water will seep up that in a matter of like a second. So I was able to save some things, but the insurance company had spent thousands of dollars on redoing a lot of my furniture because it was damaged.
Anything that the water gets into.
Yep.
And especially what it was in Hawaii, because it came out of the ocean and sewers and all that. So everything, we had like 3.5 feet of water in the house. And everything from 3.5 feet down had to be replaced.
Yes.
Drywall, electrical outlets, everything. Yes. And then lost a car at the same time because.
Oh my God.
You drive it and it gets in the water like that. And as the insurance company will tell you, no, it'll be okay for like 4 months.
Yeah.
And then it'll stop. And you know what? They were so right. 3.5 months later. Car quit.
Well, we do have to take a break.
This
portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Okay, you know what it is, going in and out of the heat, putting your air conditioning cold windows with the heat on is what I'm trying to say. Crackmaster Windshield and Repair knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. If you've got a crack or a chip, what a great gift if you're like late on trying to figure something out. Jeff will do a free inspection on what you need, and you can wait for him once he does your work. Don't fool around with your family safety. Get it prepared the proper way, and that's the Crackmaster Windshield and Repair way. Chips up to a quarter size and cracks up to 24 inches. Bring your vehicle in today. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. That's Jeff, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for appointment today. He's been doing this for years. He is the windshield whisperer.
Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned
business.
We don't talk
anymore.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact shastacollege.edu.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Oh, yeah. I love this.
Yeah, this never gets old. You know
what?
We can do this any time of the year.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 7:37 in the morning on the 29th of December. This portion of the show brought to you by the best in the North State, Four Winds Jewelry. That's right, 4 years in a row. And guess what, everybody?
I got a beautiful bauble from Four Winds Jewelry for Christmas.
Yes, you did. Thank you, Rebecca.
Yes.
And Leonard and Henry. And, you know, I can say this now. I couldn't say it the other week because they didn't want Linda to know I was in here. But when I was in there, they've got four people working behind the counter, and they're still having problems keeping up. People coming in, and thank you for our listeners, because one, you know, they had one talking to Leonard, but several others that said they came in because they heard it on Free Fire Radio.
That's cool.
Thank you so much to our listeners.
Voted best in the North State.
Yeah, and because that means a lot.
Yeah.
And so their sale is still going on to the end of the year, which is, so I guess on the 30th at 4:30, they're shutting down. That's it. It's over. And great prices on things, on jewelry there.
I mean, the sale is super. Over.
The sale is open.
Yes.
Yeah. Locally owned, locally operated. This is a great place.
Carl says 4 years, so literal sometimes.
You are.
But 4 years, when you say it's over.
And you also, when I say it's over, it means the
sale's
over. They're still going strong. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're going to be open 9:30 to 4. I'm probably maybe even on New Year's Eve, but I'm not sure. So you better check with that. But go down there and get a great deal.
Hey, speaking of places closing, did you guys hear about Cal's Books?
Cal's Books. I am devastated by this.
Yeah, you are too.
Not as much as and his name is Carl, by the way, as Cal, you know, is the owner of Cal's Books. He's been there forever. It is such a great place, and we did talk about this, but I can, you know, Saturday was his last day, from what I understand. Where are all those beautiful, he's got everything there.
Do you know, Alex?
I've heard that he might be closing. I've heard he might be moving. So
okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
Moving. Wait
a minute.
Moving for
if
sure.
He's if moving.
The store.
Yes.
You mean the store may still be open?
He might continue to go on. That isn't determined yet.
Yeah, but I tell you what a great, 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 great.
I hope he does move.
I hope he does too, because I tell you what, his first 6 months of advertising is free,
yeah,
free right
he is.
There.
You what know, a, Carl's a, an avid know, reader. And the other thing that you would do and what people would do is they take their books, their paperbacks or whatever it was that were read, and he would give you like, okay, I'm going to give you whatever.
Trades. He'd give you money trades and you'd come in and bring your books up so it didn't cost you anything. Anyway, yeah, Cal's books. Anyway, okay, now we have one of our favorite people, Patrick Karch, here, using a
good morning, knife. Yeah, the official KCNR pocket knife.
Well,
yes.
Okay, I gave to every one of my boys. Male employees, all the boys, gave them all a pocket knife because I think every man ought to have a pocket knife.
And woman.
And, well, yeah, I've given you, oh, there's Alex, he's got his knife out. Anyway, we talked about people being flooded, but here we have a first-hand account.
Yes.
Pat was coming over to our house on Sunday, and he calls and he says, I have a problem.
Yeah, it was, and I was so sad that Carl and Linda were hosting a Christmas party that I was looking forward to attending with my wife. And we were
playing
play
on the
music.
Piano Angels, yes.
Yeah, doggone it. And so what happened was we were earlier up in the day, up at the kids' house, and Pam went down to pick up some something from the kitchen, and she called back, and she said, water is coming in. And so everything that is on the hill on the opposite side was flowing across the street, and it completely surrounded our house and our music room, which is the lowest point in the house, has a foyer, and the water was just coming right through the walls.
Ugh.
So then we got out the wet dry vac, and from about, that was 1 o'clock until 8 o'clock that night, we kept vacuuming the water to keep it out of the rest of the house, the music room. And then at some point I had to make the decision not to go to your house, and that was, hard
should
for
have
me.
Been, well, I know, but it was an easy decision also.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I
your
don't know
house
what time I called you.
You just redid your house, but so what about the walls and the sheetrock around there?
Well, those, because, like some people, you know, wet walls and stuff doesn't affect him at all, but in our family, Pam has a severe mold allergy.
Yes.
So I will be ripping those foyer walls out, the sheetrock on the inside. And
the ones you just put in.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And, you know, replacing the sheetrock if needed.
I have put sheetrock in a house, and for me, but I feel like I'm dyslexic at times, you know, because I'll measure. And then I'll pick up the sheetrock, move it, and turn it, and it doesn't fit.
Measure twice, cut once.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was the way. Yeah. It was way up. I'd turn it around again, then it would fit.
Did
and
you
I'm
have
like,
the big fans?
I had a fan on there, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but
because when we were flooded in Sacramento, there were the insurance company did come in, and they paid for three. Fans were going for a good week or two.
Right.
And then when the sheetrock is ripped out, you want to make sure that the 2x whatever the, you know, the 2x4s whatever. And that as well as bleaching.
Yeah. What one good thing that did come out of this, I got to tell you guys this story, is Mark and Jill Wood, who are longtime residents of Shasta County, called up the day after the flood, and their minivan, which Jill drove all the time, was in a spot and it got in deep water and it just quit working, right? And so Piano Angels program has a vehicle donation program that people can participate in. If they want to donate a vehicle to Piano Angels, it gets sold to a company, a third party company called Cars, and then the proceeds of that benefit Piano Angels. Well, they called up and they said, you know, we're just going to leave the van where it is. And we called the Cars program, and we've donated it to Piano Angels.
That's awesome.
It is. I mean, I feel sorry for them for going through this. But how nice of them. They're saying, you know what? That's it.
Well, we had,
and we're going to give it to Piano Angels. So then Cars picks it up,
right?
Yeah. Takes care of everything, and when they sell it, you get proceeds.
Yeah, and this is their third vehicle that has been donated to Piano Angels.
Well, you know what? That's a great. Thank you for telling us that. We saw in Sacramento on Christmas Day Eve, we're driving my parents back from my brother's house
on Christmas Day,
and this is on Auburn Folsom Road, and there was
the rain was pouring down,
and there was a great big, you know, huge puddle. We were able to get over to the left side where it was less, but there was a Cadillac SUV that was stalled over on the right side. Right.
They hit that, and that water was probably 3 feet deep, and they must have hit that thing.
Yeah.
Because it was, it's hard to see, the rain's coming down, and it was at an intersection, and all the other intersections had been fine.
Oh,
and they must have hit this thing, and that was it. That was it for the Cadillac.
And when we drove back from Sacramento into Redding, the rain from Willows to, I don't know, Anderson was really heavy downpour. And I can't believe how some people, we were trying to drive slow because it was some whiteout. Mm-hmm. And we're thinking about people that were driving so fast and was like, do they understand that they could hydroplane at any minute? And I put everybody, why are you in such a rush? We were noticing people that were just ripping it.
I did notice that someone must have passed us doing at least 80.
Yes.
80, 85.
And whiteout.
From Oregon. And I noticed that the ones that were really going fast, probably two-thirds of them were from Oregon trying to get back home.
Yeah. Well, they're probably on their way to In-N-Out or something.
I don't know.
But anyway, thanks for being with us, Pat, and telling us that story about, your friends.
And fixing our ruckus for 8 o'clock on Sundays.
Thank you. By the way?
It was just a programming. I'm going to admit it freely on my side, a programming error. Yeah. So.
Oh, well, see, it's important to talk out loud about that stuff.
Well,
it happens.
Yeah. I've got three people that see this, and...
And the senior, your senior engineer, Jim Bramer, had already cautioned me on this two times when in emails. He said, did you check such and such? And I said, well, I looked at it, but I hadn't looked at it closely enough. So that's why I'm just the junior engineer, right?
Well, starting off 2026, we're going to be heading down to the AM tower.
Did that fly?
With the building we have down there that's falling around, and it doesn't belong to us. The building doesn't. So we're going to see what the guy that owns this building is going to do. I mean, we may end up putting one of those ones from Lowe's or Home Depot.
Right. That the water that inundated that intersection under the railroad crossing is the same water that came by your Radio Shack there.
Yeah.
It came all the way through there and built that huge gravel bar. There's a gravel bar now there in front of the Radio Shack that in parts is a foot deep, fresh gravel.
Well, hopefully that'll help keep the water out.
Well, our rowdy-dowdy community friends from that area, once again, I think, broke in. And, we just got to figure out.
Twice a
we're going to have to put bars around there and do everything we can to, do not touch this or you will be electrocuted.
I have a way to make sure it never happens again, but I'm not sure that... that society would appreciate that.
Anyhow, well, thank you guys for letting me tell you that story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Thank you, Pat, for being with us.
It's so many people were touched by flooding and having it on the air because everybody's going, that's what happened to me. Anyway. Okay, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ring in the new year at Reading Garden of Lights on Wednesday, December 31st, 6 to 10 p.m. for a special New Year's Eve event featuring live music by Black Vinyl 45 and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes, all while surrounded by 2 million lights and 10 acres of illuminated gardens with food and drinks available for purchase. All proceeds support Turtle Bay. Don't miss New Year's Eve at Reading Garden of Lights, Wednesday, December 31st. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we have entered into the digital marketing side of the world. And we can advertise here on the radio, but also we can put you out there in the digital world, too. Just call Sue at 530-605-4565 and ask her how you can do this. Hey, the California has dropped a lawsuit challenging the decision of President Donald Trump to cancel more than $4 billion in federal grants from the state's high-speed rail project. They announced on Friday, December 26th, not a real busy news day. Now, they said it decided to abandon it reflected the state's assessment that the federal government is not a reliable, constructive, or trustworthy partner in advancing high-speed rail in California. You know who else is not reliable, constructive, or trustworthy? The state of California building this high-speed rail.
I was going to say Gavin Newsom.
Come on, Gavin, stand up. Take your whipping like a man, like you should, instead of trying to blame Trump for your inadequacies. What can I say? They said only 18% of the program expenditures for the long-delayed project have come from federal funds. The Federal Railroad Administration issued a 315-page report in June, finding the project was plagued by missed deadlines, budget shortfalls, and questionable ridership projections. They said that they demonstrated that after more than 50, can you believe this has been on for 15 years? The California High-Speed Rail Authority would be unable to deliver on their high-speed rail promises on time or, don't even talk about budget. Don't even talk about budget here. It was cost overruns. Now, here's, of course, Newsom says in July, it was petty political retribution. And
why don't they turn that whole thing into affordable housing now? They could just use that whole area.
Okay. Originally planned. Okay, this is how much it was going to plan for completion by, guess when? 2020.
Okay.
Right? For $33 billion. It is now going to cost between $89 billion and $128 billion, with the first service now expected in 2033. The rail system has cost the California taxpayers hundreds of millions, if not billions, of dollars. And guess what they have made? They've made some bridges. They built some bridges. They built some. They built some of the trails that you can put the the beds that you can put the rails on. Not one rail has been laid. This is a boondoggle. And where are you going to get that other 18%, California?
Well, it wasn't part of the impetus of building this to get people down to L.A. for the Olympics?
Oh, I don't know. It could have been. Who knows? It'll never be built. Okay.
I got to quickly go into the new California public safety laws that are taking effect January 1st. Now, listen to this. We've got several impacting drivers and vehicle owners that this is going to affect. Vehicular manslaughter convictions while intoxicated now carry 3 to 5 years probation instead of 2. School zone speed limits can be lowered to 20 miles per hour, becoming mandatory statewide in 2031. Parking ticket penalties can be waived or reduced for those unable to pay, with payment plans available. Manufacturing license plate obscuring devices become a $1,000 infraction. Off-highway electric motorcycles must now follow off-highway vehicle rules, including helmet requirements and DMV identification. Electric bicycles must display rear reflectors during all operating hours, not just darkness. Multiple other new California laws also take effect, affecting employment, shopping, and housing. Employers can no longer require employees to repay training costs if they quit. The plastic bag ban now applies to all plastic bags, allowing recyclable paper bags or reusable totes.
Let's talk about that. That means that when you go to your favorite grocery store, they're going to give you paper bags. I swear that these paper bags, first of all, the handles will break. So when you carry them, you got to carry them from underneath. Like in the old days, before they had those little handles, it didn't work.
Plastic. It's creating a new habit that you must do. And how many times have I mean, I've got 5-10 bags in my car, and I get out and I go in and I'm like, oh, I forgot my bag. So this is a new habit. I know it's hard, but you can do it. Also, food delivery.
Do yourself a favor. Wash those bags, too.
Yeah.
Because you get food spilled on them, and, you know, you throw them in the back of your car, and then pretty soon you've got E. coli.
I washed ours yesterday, because I think I left them outside, and a cat decided to relieve himself, and it was in the car, and I was like, what is that smell? I was at a Holiday Market, and I asked the lady behind me, can you smell this bag? She goes, I can't smell it. And I was like, I took them home and washed them, and it made a difference. So, you got to do it. Food delivery services must provide full refunds for undelivered orders and cannot charge prices higher than those posted starting in October.
You cannot. It is illegal to declaw your cats.
Yes.
In California now.
Well, that's and, okay. Now,
but it's not illegal to surgically alter your children.
It's weird. I didn't. Okay.
Now, you know what? Wait a minute. I don't care what side you're on. Think about this. It is okay to surgically alter your children, but you can't declaw your cat.
People who hate California, they're just like, oh, that's why. There's a reason right there.
And then they're talking about a billionaire. Okay. They're talking about a billionaire's tax. If you have over $1 billion, they're going to tax you 5%. Well, already big company owners are saying that means that I'm not going to stay here because I'm going to have to sell off assets to be able to pay that. And so they're just not going to stay. And here we go again. So when the bigger company, so many have left, but when even more leave, unless they get their arms around the spending at the Capitol, which they can't seem to do, we're in trouble.
I'm excited.
Okay.
In case you didn't realize, we have a celebrity in the house. So, no, I'm not kidding.
He doesn't think of himself that way.
Well, let's just,
I don't think of myself that way.
We're going to have to take a break. But before we take a break, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, who do we have?
Tucker Allen, who is the PRCA, Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, steer wrestling champion. And steer wrestlers are, they call them the giants. The giants of the rodeo industry. And Tucker does not fit that description.
He's a stunt man.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Plus, how do you become the best in the world?
Yeah, if you watch the NFR,
and he's from California.
Yeah, if you watch the NFR, we were so excited with, this was a nail biting NFR. It was so good. 10 days of just great entertainment.
Okay. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after the news.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Could the new year bring an end to the war in Ukraine? President Trump is sounding cautiously optimistic. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports on the president's weekend meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Donald Trump hosted the Ukrainian leader for talks in Florida, declaring that Ukraine and Russia are closer than ever before to a peace deal. However, both leaders acknowledge that difficult issues remain, including whether Russia can keep Ukrainian territory it controls. President Trump insisted that both countries want peace, but warned that negotiations could still break down. After their meeting, the two presidents called European leaders to discuss the latest developments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Today, President Trump is hosting Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago. The two leaders are discussing implementation of Phase 2 of the Gaza ceasefire agreement. China once again flexing its military muscle off Taiwan, with its army and navy conducting live fire drills off the self-governed island that Beijing claims as its own.
Officials in Beijing say the purpose of this move is to warn against what it calls separatist and external interference forces. But Taiwanese officials say they're placing their forces on alert. They also call the Beijing government the biggest destroyer of peace. The drills come after Beijing expressed anger at American arms sales to Taiwan.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says Taiwan is warning that the Chinese exercises will affect commercial air travel. Tens of millions of Americans are under winter storm advisories, watches, or warnings as a potent winter storm moves across the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes, with the Northeast next in line. Along with lots of snow, the storm is packing fierce winds and dangerously cold temperatures. The Dow down 227 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle, while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
BA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Two Southeast Asian neighbors are meeting in China, hoping to end a serious border dispute.
Foreign ministers from Cambodia and Thailand have convened with their Chinese counterpart to discuss the hardening tensions between the two Southeast Asian countries. The trilateral meeting is being held in a southwestern Chinese province north of the region, where the border dispute is still simmering, although 2 days ago Thailand and Cambodia signed a fresh ceasefire agreement. It ended weeks of fighting that killed more than 100 people and forced hundreds of thousands of others to be evacuated on both sides of the border. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called for joint efforts to promote regional peace, stability and development. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's been a deadly train wreck in Mexico, at least 13 people killed, close to 100 injured, in the derailment along a rail line that runs between the Pacific and the Gulf of America. Townhall.com. Elon Musk is slamming New York City's mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani for appointing a non-firefighter to head up the city's fire department.
The former White House advisor wrote in a post on the social platform X, which he controls, quote,
People will die because of this. Proven experience matters where lives are at stake. Despite White House opposition, Mondani is set to take office in January and has appointed Lillian Bolsonaro, a veteran emergency medical service leader, to lead the fire department of the city of New York. Bolsonaro, who came out of retirement to accept the post, would be New York's first openly gay fire commissioner and the second woman to lead the department. Bernie Bennett reporting.
One pilot died, the others hospitalized with serious injuries. Following yesterday's mid-air collision between two helicopters, happened in the skies over southern New Jersey. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. We're finishing up the year, December the 29th, 8:05 in the morning. News, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Of the Starship Free Fire.
Yes.
I did find another national day.
Okay.
International Cello Day.
Oh, okay.
Oh, another big day.
Yeah.
International Cello Day.
Well, if you like cello.
Did you say cello or cello?
Cello.
Cello.
Okay.
As in
well,
one
no,
of the
cello,
wind.
Cello is pretty cool.
One of the wind.
It's a very
wood.
Large, very large violin or a very small bass.
Yes.
Okay.
Dead cello. Whatever you say, Carl.
Why don't you tell me what the weather's
okay,
going
to be? Absolutely. For a view, a beautiful day, if you're wondering what's it going to be like outside, if you step outside, it's absolutely the most clear and pristine day. Our high today will be about 59, mostly sunny today, partly cloudy tonight with overnight lows of around 36, bundle up time. Tuesday calls for areas of frost and mostly sunny with a high of 57 Tuesday night, overnight lows of around 40, mostly cloudy. Wednesday, 55. Now we're getting back into rain, chance of rain on Wednesday. New Year's Day on Thursday, high of 50, and Friday, once again, 52, with rain. As we progress to the weekend, Saturday, rain and cloudy, so it's going to probably lighten up a little bit, so spotty on Saturday and Sunday as well, with our 50 and rain likely on Sunday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts, a veteran-owned company. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Okay.
If I'm talking fast, it's because I'm so excited. We have a world champion sitting here in our studio, and we loved the 10 days of the NFR. It was the most exciting NFR we've ever seen.
We're here with Courtney Denny and Baby Denny, wherever he's at.
He's playing piano in the other room.
He's playing piano in the other room. Good morning.
He's in
and
Good
you
morning.
Brought with you Tucker Allen. Who is the...
In the flesh.
In the flesh.
I mean, he's right here, man.
And I'm just a normal person.
Yeah, you are. But you know what? And we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But, hey, we got the California Circuit Finals starting tonight.
Oh, yeah. Tonight at 7:30. The party's going down in Red Bluff.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you. Now,
we'll be there. We're excited about being there tonight.
Yeah, we'll be there tonight.
To be there and help you guys explode.
And the... Now... Can you tell people what the circuit finals is?
So the circuit finals is it's your finals for the California Rodeo Circuit. It's going to be the year-end titles. It's 3 days of rodeo, and after those three performances, they will present the year-end winnings and titles to those California champions. So it's a little different. Each rodeo circuit throughout the country has their own finals throughout the year. And so this is, following the NFR, is obviously the Super Bowl of rodeos, but this is the state finals for the rodeo circuit.
And there are other circuits. How many circuits are there? I'm thinking eight?
There's about eight or nine. I mean, it goes all the way from California all the way to New York, so, and then Canada, and then even Mexico has one.
So, and what happens is the competitors, the Cowboys, you can pick the circuit you want to be in. You don't have to live in that certain area.
Yep, correct. So, and they have it to where if you are an out-of-state guy and want a rodeo in California, you have to go just to a tick more rodeos than an in-state guy. But okay. There is a lot of out-of-state guys that rodeo in California because our rodeos are so good and they pay so well. Mm-hmm. And I'll just say we have the best crowds in the country that come to our rodeos. I mean, California rodeos are one of the best in the country, I think.
I was just explaining that one of my friends, she used to be a reporter here, and she's in Texas now. Mm-hmm. She goes, it's not the same as going to the rodeos in Red Bluff that you take me to. I go, I know. It's because we have the best fans.
Oh, 100%.
We do. So, Tucker, where are you from in California for our fans and our listeners?
So I was born and raised, kind of bounced around all over Southern California. I lived kind of by Ramona, down there by San Diego, and then moved up to Temecula, kind of the Riverside area, and then slowly been working north. Now I'm in Ventura. And I've lived there since I was about 13. I love that area. It's not really an area that people think of rodeo or cowboys because, you know, it's close enough to L.A., kind of that city aspect to it. But there's actually a lot of cattle, a lot of ranchers. You just don't see them from the road. It's like that Chris LeDoux song. But, you know, it's a beautiful area.
They're
awesome
driving
people.
By too fast to notice.
Exactly, yeah. And everyone has their blinders on. You know, it's just kind of that mentality down there. But there's still some great people and beautiful country down there. I love where I live.
People don't realize it. You know, you go west of the, or I'm sorry, east of the I-5, there's a lot of cowboy and a lot of ranch and a lot of farms.
Absolutely.
Out there.
I mean, it's cowboy. I mean, you know, the original cowboy culture come from California. You know, all started with the Spanish vaquero, and you know, we have such a history of being, you know, ranchers and cowboys in the state of California. And you know, Texas is obviously a great state, and you know, it's the awesome place, and that's where, you know, cowboy culture is now. But the original cowboy capital was Oakdale, California, forever.
Mm-hmm. You know, Courtney, want to get back to this, and then we're going to really focus in on Tucker here. But, okay, so the finals are going to be
They're inside.
They're inside.
Indoor in the
you don't have to
Davis.
Worry about getting wet or too cold. And it's limited to like 2,000 people.
Oh, yeah. We sell out every night. So you definitely want to get there early. Doors open at 6 o'clock. And we will fill the grandstands because it's a smaller, more intimate setting. But it's a great time. If you've never even been to a rodeo, it's a really good opportunity to get up close and personal with all the action because you can't pick a bad seat in there.
If you don't have some dirt on you at the end of the night, you just aren't trying.
Exactly.
And then on New Year's Eve, which is a real big night, of course, is after the rodeo itself, the band starts and the dancing starts in the mm-hmm. arena.
And we have Justin Lawrence coming back. He's the Cowboys' favorite. He's also a rider himself, and so they came up and joined him. But, yeah, your rodeo ticket also includes that concert and dance. We do advise 21 and older because it gets a little rowdy after the rodeo.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, and then so that's going to happen tonight, tomorrow night, and Wednesday night, and there may still be some tickets available. I don't know how, but there could be. So people go to?
Yep, so you can go to redbluffroundup.com. It's all over our Instagram and Facebook right now. You can get tickets. You can show up at our office today. We're open at the Red Bluff Roundup Museum. It's right at the beginning of the fairgrounds. Or you can show up at the door. We will have tickets tonight, but just you want to show up early because it fills up fast.
It does, and we're really looking forward to it because this is the best in California, and when you say best in California, it could be best in the world coming out of here, as we have right here
right.
with Tucker.
World champion.
Okay, don't go anywhere else, my friends, to like any other ticket agency because they're going to charge you twice as much, and you may not even get a good ticket. We've ran into that at Reading mm-hmm. a couple of times.
So and it's open seating, too, when you come tonight.
Oh, it is?
So all the tickets are the same price. It's all, yeah.
So we'll plant you. We'll get there early and plant
right.
you there
right.
on a spot where we can wave at Tucker as he goes by. Right. And So that's tonight at Red Bluff. It's three nights, and it's the circuit finals. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And let's talk to the world champion when we get back.
All I want is you, right here, right now, right here, right now. All I want is you. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. 5 winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ring in the new year at Reading Garden of Lights on Wednesday, December 31st, 6 to 10 p.m. for a special New Year's Eve event featuring live music by Black Vinyl 45 and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes, all while surrounded by 2 million lights and 10 acres of illuminated gardens with food and drinks available for purchase. All proceeds support Turtle Bay. Don't miss New Year's Eve at Reading Garden of Lights. Wednesday, December 31st. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding on a horse and a star.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Hey, started our 16th year. Yeah, I know. We didn't know. We thought it was going to be like 5 and 10.
16 years.
I know.
And best of the North State.
Oh, best of the North State. Yeah, thank you. Well, we were in the finals, but top talk radio show. There's 3 of us.
Maybe you'll be in the world finals.
Maybe we'll be in the world finals. Well, if I'd known we'd been nominated, I might have said something to people. But we'll get ready for next year. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And the Shasta Regional Medical Center is hiring right now. It's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry. And Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now, both full-time and part-time. Both you're able then to get medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and much more. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And you can check that out by going to ShastaRegional.com and clicking careers on the main menu. And we're here with Courtney Denny. I'm still getting used to that.
Don't worry, I still answer bike rider.
I know you do. And Tucker Allen. Tucker won the steer wrestling championship at the national finals rodeo, best in the world. And we found out that, you know, you're a California boy, and you're competing in the California circuit. Now, is this payday counts for this 2026?
Yep, correct. So,
because everything else ended in October.
Yep, so that's our rodeo season. It ends last day of September, and it starts October 1st. So technically speaking, we don't have any downtime. You know, if we want to, we can rodeo every single weekend, you know, but yeah, so everything we win at this rodeo will count to next season towards next year's NFR. And it's such a good rodeo. I know it's one of my favorites. It pays really well, but they also take care of us over there at Red Bluff. And, you know, it's just a super cool atmosphere. It's really cool. You know, you can go to the spring rodeo, outdoor, super big venue, and then you go inside in the building for the circuit finals here, and it's kind of a tighter quarters. You know, it's closer to the action for all the people. It's real loud, and just got a super cool atmosphere in there. So it's one of my favorite rodeos for sure.
Well, now, you know, when you're competing in the national finals and you're at Thomas and Mack Arena, and I read a lot about this, you know, that this arena does not have a bad seat in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it holds 18,000 people, I think, and it's the basketball court.
Yep.
So they pull up the wood, and they bring in 2 feet of dirt or more to, you know, to fill it out. Do you prepare differently there because it's tighter in there?
Oh, absolutely. I think the arena is only 160 feet long. And, I mean, that's tiny, tiny. I mean, especially in the steer wrestling, you know, there's a thing called the barrier, and, you know, you got to be close to the barrier, but if you break it, it's plus 10 seconds added on your time, and you're guaranteed not to win anything. But the key is you want to be as close to breaking the barrier so you're closer to the cow, giving the cow a head start out of the chute. And when you go to Las Vegas, that is the quickest start that we take street wrestling. Like, when you nod your head and kick your horse to go, you're going, and the gate's not even open for the steer. Because that arena is so small, if we let them out farther, we wouldn't catch them. They'd be out of the arena, out the back end. So we prepare when we practice. We take, it would be called a sharper start. So, like, we're not seeing the cow move at all when we're practicing. We're nodding, we're kicking, we're just riding at a closed gate, trying to get our hands on them quick and kind of, you know, get used to those angles and the feel of going fast like that. And you could kind of be just make an okay run in Las Vegas and still be 3-9, where any other rodeo you go to, you're 3-9, you're pretty much going to win it. But Las Vegas, you can win fifth. You know, that's just how fast it is, and the competition's so good. There's nowhere else like it. It's unreal.
You know, and what Tucker's talking about, there's a line tied to the steer, and that steer has to bust free from that, which, you know, it's real light. So, and if you get out early, that's your 10 seconds.
Yep.
That's when you're busting your barrier there. And so you're going from zero to what, 30 miles an hour?
Oh, it feels like zero to 1,000.
Yeah.
Like, you're going so fast. It is unreal. But
now, you also have a chance to look at the steers.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know about the bucking, you know, the horses and the bareback and the saddle bronc and the bull riding, but people also study the steers. So do you know them too?
Oh yeah. I mean, we got notebooks on them all year and kind of know all their track records and stuff. And we get to select which herd of steers goes to the finals each year. So we can pick three pens of steers that go. There's three pens of 20. There's 15 each night for each guy, but then there's five extras in each night. So say one, you know, kind of just isn't really working very good, they'll put in an extra, and just to keep it as even as possible. And, you know, that's something people don't realize. They think you just pull any steer off the mountain and go run them. But, no, it's their condition, like bucking horses and bucking bulls. And, you know, we kind of try to keep track of them to give everyone that's competing an equal chance. You know, try to make it as even as possible. And that's a – you know, it just shows all the contractors that have cow that put the man hours. And it's just like any, you know, any bucking horse, any bucking bull, there's man hours that no one sees that really translate to when you go to the NFR and it goes good.
Because you'll get steers that are going to be runners.
Mm-hmm.
And so that tells you you've got to do a certain thing, or you get others that may be a little bit slower.
Yep.
Would you prefer the slower ones or the, because that could jam you up too.
Yeah. I mean, if I were to run a perfect steer in Las Vegas, I would run a steer that leaves the chute really, really hard. So you don't have to worry about breaking the barrier. You can go as aggressive as you can on the start and then one that actually is kind of going to stop when you're going to him. So you're riding to him, and he's kind of feels you guys catching up to him, and they'll kind of stop. And it's kind of a double-edged sword. You can get them caught quick because you're going to get your hands on them quicker, but you could also miss them or catch horns in the face. So it's just one of those deals, but that would be like my ideal steer to run because it gives you that much more of a chance to win good.
Well, that's what you'll see sometimes. The steer will stop.
Yep.
And when that happens when you're coming off your horse at 30 miles an hour, that you just kind of hoping that you can grab the horns before you go by.
The best way I can explain it would be like if you got in the back of a pickup and you jumped out on and hit a mailbox. That's sometimes what it feels like. And sometimes it goes good, but there's times that those horns just wreck you.
Well, we talk about when people are watching steer wrestling, and somebody maybe doesn't get as much publicity and acclaim as they should, is your hazer.
Mm-hmm.
The gent that's on the horse that comes out with you trying to keep the steer towards you.
Yep.
You want to... Do you have somebody that you use all the time?
Or? Oh, yeah. Justin Schaefer, my traveling partner. That's, you know, me and him haze for each other in Las Vegas, and we've been rodeoing since 2021 together, and, I mean, we've hazed thousands and thousands of steers for each other, and it's just one of those deals that, ideally, if we do a good job hazing for each other, no one even notices us, because it's a thankless job. When you're doing it right, no one even, they forget that there was even a hazer, but... If the hazer's a little behind or they make the steer stop or they let the steer go right, then people notice. So you never want to be noticed. I hope when I haze, no one even realizes that I'm hazing. But it's a thankless job. And
did you haze during the national final?
Yep, I hazed for Justin.
It worked because I never even noticed.
Exactly.
They didn't notice that you were out there.
That is way more nerve-wracking than actually running the steer because you have someone else's livelihood on the line. Like yeah. Justin, my traveling partner, he's my best friend and he's got a wife and four kids and he's got bills to pay and, you know, family to feed. So I don't want to mess up because I'm taking food off their plate. You know what I mean? Like it's a lot of pressure.
Now you use a certain horse for hazing.
Yep.
Yeah. So how many horses do you travel with?
Normally we travel with at least four.
Mm-hmm.
This year, you know, we had a pretty big crew of guys. We had me, Justin Schaefer, Jesse Brown, Jason Elvin, Holden Myers. And between all of us, there was probably 8 or 9 horses altogether that we had, but we rodeoed with 4 all the time. And then, you know, Jesse had other horses that we'd have. He lives up in Oregon, so we'd have backup horses kind of, or horses that we would take to a certain rodeo and let the A-team horses kind of rest. So that's another thing people don't realize is the man hours that go behind the scenes, even to get to the rodeo.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, to be a successful competitor, you're on the road all the time.
Oh, I mean, we go to 80 rodeos a year at least. We can, to our official world standings that get us into the NFR, we can count 80 rodeos. And you can pick and select any rodeo you want to go to, but you do want to pick ones that are higher paying. There's a better reward if you do good. But also there's times where you kind of want to, you know, show up and just do your job, get paid. But at least we go to 80 rodeos, and that's, I mean, I might have had one weekend off since January.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, and then you can go to more than 80, but you can only count 80.
Correct. You can go to 150 if you want to, but you can only count 80 to your world standings.
Okay. Well, how many miles does that equate to? Just give me a wag here.
I mean,
100,000?
I bet us ourselves, we travel probably at least 100,000 miles or close. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what a pickup would, I mean, but I know people get new pickups and at the end of the year, they're not new anymore. Like they're pretty wrecked out and got some miles on them. I'll just say, you know, this summer we went from Ponoka, Alberta and went down to St. Paul and then back to Ponoka. And then we went to Cody, Wyoming, like all within, you know, 36 hours.
Wow. And you've got to haul your horses.
Yeah, or we have someone that's headed up there that's not in another rodeo with us to where we can ride our own horses, then fly out, and then fly back to our horses.
Okay.
I mean, it's just that is the thing that I wish was shown more is the logistics of it, because that's one of my favorite parts is trying to figure out how to make the rodeos work, how to schedule, and that, I mean, it's a full-time deal.
Well, when you have, and these horses are not that any horse isn't valuable to the owner, but these horses are, I mean, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars, and
mm-hmm.
plus the fact that they are competitors, they're athletes just like you,
yep.
making sure that they travel well and that they get there, that their mental
mm-hmm.
side just like you,
yeah,
is ready.
Oh, I'll just say it. I mean, between me and Justin, we take care of our horses way better than we take care of ourselves. Like, I kind of got a, you know, not a bum knee, but my knee hurts once in a while, and I kind of got problems that, you know, I got a little injuries and stuff. But if our horse even acts a little funny, maybe didn't finish his grain like he normally did, I mean, we're on it. Like, they're our livelihood, but they're also kind of our, I mean, they're kind of our best friends. I mean, the horse I rode to Las Vegas, Justin Schaefer owns, and his name's Banker, and he's the coolest horse I've ever been around. So talented, but has a great mind. But, like, we watch him. Like, some days he'll maybe not finish his grain all the way. So we give him an IV, give him fluids, make sure he's feeling good. And, you know, we don't do that to ourselves.
Like, well, our listeners have heard, when we got back from the NFR, where we keep our horse.
Mm-hmm.
Casey's really good. She didn't eat last night. She didn't eat all her food last night or this morning, right down to the vet.
Yep.
For the, she got tubed 5 times.
Yep.
Yeah. And, IVs, same thing. You gotta keep hydration out with that big change in the weather. But mm-hmm. I can just imagine moving them as much as they travel.
And that's the hard thing. You know, if that's the one thing about rodeo, we have to put so many miles, and it's hard on us, but it's hardest on the horse, because you gotta think, it'd be like if we did a mini marathon and then we jumped straight in a pickup and then we drove 12 hours and the next morning we did the exact same thing. I mean, you're going to be tight. You're going to be stiff. And that's the hard thing. The actual runs competing isn't hard on a horse, but it's the hours on the road, because, you know, they can kind of relax, but when they're on the trailer, I mean, essentially they're standing up and they kind of can't really relax all the way. So we're pretty big on, you know, if there's a good spot to pull over, let them off for 2 hours. We'll let them off, roll, relax, just let them be a horse. And, yeah, that's kind of the tough part.
Does Banker ever get out on the trail?
He's actually, like, Justin's daughters ride him, and they're 10, yeah. 8, and 7. Like, he's a big old pet. Yeah,
he does other things besides.
Oh, yeah, and that's another thing, too. Steer wrestling horses are kind of sometimes known to just be runoffs and not necessarily the most fun to just lope in a circle. But he's kind of a unicorn in that way, where you could put a kid on him, and he just moseys around. He's just big, gentle. He's loves his pets, you know. So that's pretty rare.
Yeah. We're here with Tucker Allen, who is the world champion steer wrestler, and in the sport of giants, as they say. You're what, 5'10", 5'11", 185?
That's exactly, yep, 5'10", 185 pounds.
So, which is unusual in the sport, but...
People call the David and Goliath.
Yeah, well, but your technique. You know, and we'll talk about that when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by my barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Founded in 1960. I found them in 2007 when I got back to the States and moved up here and never gone to another barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. I can make an appointment there by calling 530-244-9478. So it works out of my time. Or now I can use Booksy. And Booksy, you can make the appointment, and it sends you a text saying that, hey, you got a haircut today. And I think I do have a haircut today, of all things. I want to get my haircut before.
I'll be looking good tonight.
Yeah, before I go to the circuit finals tonight. They're right off of Athens Avenue, my friends. They are across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers or Subway, if that's what you remember. And it's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Tucker Allen.
This ain't a heartbreak answer. I don't care what happened, but I ain't got no time to dwell on.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Ring in the new year at Reading Garden of Lights on Wednesday, December 31st, 6 to 10 p.m. for a special New Year's Eve event featuring live music by Black Vinyl 45 and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes, all while surrounded by 2 million lights and 10 acres of illuminated gardens with food and drinks available for purchase. All proceeds support Turtle Bay. Don't miss New Year's Eve at Reading Garden of Lights. Wednesday, December 31st. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Night at the Roxbury. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda flew out of here. She has an appointment now. So I think she made it. And we're here with Courtney Denny, who handles all the publicity for the Red Bluff Circuit Finals and the Roundup. And married to a bareback bronc rider, and we call him, he moves around slower.
He's moving around a little slower. He's got to keep up with our little guy. So.
Yeah, and gosh, we've known you for a long time. It has been a long time. It doesn't seem like it because you still look
like you're
12.
I've been with Red Bluff Roundup for, I think this is my sixth year.
Yeah.
It'll be going on 6 years.
Yeah, we've known you longer than that. Though.
Right.
Yeah. So, and also Tucker Allen, who is the world champion steer wrestler. And like we said, and this is the, when you look at the riders, they're like gymnasts, like 5'7", 5'8", sometimes a little bit taller. I think R.C. Landingham's over 6 feet.
But he'll be there tonight, too.
Yeah. And, but that's unusual. And you are 5'10", 185 pounds. And this is something that, so it's your technique and how you do this that has become so important for you.
Yeah, you know, steer wrestling, they call it the big man's event. And, you know, the average size of a guy is over 6 foot, over 210 pounds. And, yeah, I'm for sure not that. And, you know, it's, I you know,
not lacking in personality.
No, I hope not. But it's, I don't know, it's just one of those deals. I've never been any bigger. This is how big I've been my whole life. You know, I'm the smallest out of my whole family. But so I kind of have a chip on my shoulder, and so I don't know. I just have never thought of myself as a smaller guy at my event. I just thought of myself as another competitor. And yeah, it's all technique for me. You know, I got taught by Luke Branquino, and in my eyes, he's the greatest of all time.
He's been your mentor.
Yep.
Hasn't he?
Yep. I've been bulldogging with him since I was 14 years old. And wow. I mean, family Christmases, Thanksgivings, like we're family.
Well, you're not from a rodeo family.
Mm-mm.
So how did you get started in this?
So I kind of knew how to ride horses growing up a little bit. My mom showed Rain cow horse, and so we grew up going to horse shows and stuff. I didn't really care for it, and I grew up in Southern California, so kind of the culture down there is, you know, dirt bike, extreme sport culture. You know, me and my older brother Jimmy rode dirt bikes, BMX, and went out to the desert, rode bikes and stuff, and that was kind of our life. And didn't really care for rodeo, nothing like that. And then my mom remarried. She married Teddy Robinson's his name. He's the winningest man in the Rain Cow Horse Association and a 9-time world champ. And
oh, okay.
That's kind of when that started for me. You know, my brother bet me one day that, you know, I couldn't bulldog, couldn't throw a steer. So that's where it started. And then kind of got interested in it and then kind of started knowing how to rope again. I kind of knew how to rope, but relearned
what
it.
What age?
I was 14.
14.
Yeah,
okay.
14. But from 7, 8 to 14, I didn't even look at a horse. I could care less. It was just, you know, wasn't my life.
That's an unusual for competitors. Most of them have been around.
Yeah.
Well, I say that, but a lot of bull riders can't ride a horse.
Exactly. Yeah. For sure. But and my dad ran a thoroughbred racing facility. You know,
okay.
He was a manager. It was called Tommytown Thoroughbreds. It was the biggest thoroughbred breeder and trainer in California, and that was in San Ynez, California. And yeah, so I was always around horses, livestock, and I knew my way around the Brandon Penn stuff. I could care less about it. But then
more like a chore. You're
exactly
giving something with adrenaline.
It wasn't anything enjoyable. I wanted to go ride my dirt bike, go hit a big jump, go do something. But yeah, it all started when I moved to Teddy's, and then kind of started rodeoing, and then he hooked me up with Luke Branquino because they're family friends, and you know, it took off from there.
Well, did you, so through high school, did you compete during high school?
Yep, so I started a little late. Usually everyone grows up junior rodeoing, you know, middle school, elementary school. I didn't rodeo to the end of my sophomore year. And
okay.
then, you know, just worked my tail off. You know, I loved it. I'm the type of person that if I find something I like, I obsess over it. I mean, it's everything to me. So I put in as many man hours as I could and just worked at it. And luckily by my senior year, I ended up winning the high school national title in the steer wrestling. And that was all through just hard work. I mean, technically I shouldn't have done it just because I had less experience than all those other kids, but I just obsessed over it.
So what happened after high school?
I did a short college stint. I wouldn't call it much. I went to 3 weeks in Northwestern Oklahoma, Alva, Oklahoma. And didn't really, you know, I'm not a big school guy, and, you know, do I look back on it? I kind of do regret it, kind of wish I stayed hooked, but I come back home, and then first thing I did, actually, is I worked for Dar and Scott Perez, working background on some Westerns and stuff, you know, ride horses in the background, help them bring horses to, you know, the Western sets and stuff down there in Santa Clarita.
Okay, let's get into that then real quick. Taylor Sheridan talked to us at the PRCA,
mm-hmm.
and he said how his agent said, you're never going to be the leading man.
Mm-hmm.
You're not good looking enough and blah, blah, blah. And so, and he was at a really quandary in his life, and he found out that the horses and each one of these Westerns was making $400 to $500 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went out and bought horses and got in it that way. The horses and Westerns that you've been in, and you are now, you've progressed into being a stuntman. Also, in your spare time, I can't imagine what spare time you have.
Yeah.
And you've worked on some, you know, pretty big shows.
Yeah. I've been blessed enough to, you know the right people and have some family friends that were already in the business. And a man by the name of Steve Davison, he actually doubled Robert Duvall in Lonesome Dove. And he's a close family friend. He ropes at our house every day. And he got me started. He coordinated a Grey's Anatomy spinoff called Station 19. It was a firefighter show. And I doubled one of the main actors on that show for about 2 years. And, you know, it was funny being a cowboy, you know, I was hoping to get a Western, but I didn't work on a Western for about 3 years. It was just firefighter stuff and Steve had other shows. I did a couple Nickelodeon shows, just getting beat up and stuff. But, yeah, the first Western I did was 1883, working for Taylor Sheridan, and that was a super cool experience. Got, you know, get lucky enough to also work on Bass Reeves, Lawman Bass Reeves, American Primeval, Horizon, Costner's movie. So I've been able to do some really cool stuff, been around some cool people.
Well, that in itself is a living for a lot of people. I mean, for the stuntman. And so your forte is probably the Western side, but like you said, you started out as a doubling for a fireman.
I think they are going to want to see Tucker as a firefighter. We might have to find that.
Might have to find that one.
There's a few that I was actually just playing myself being a firefighter, and you can see me in it. And actually, one of the funnier ones on that show, it was a big dance floor, and we're on a second story, and it was like a Met Gala or something. We're all dressed up fancy, and they told us, hey, we want you guys to dance on this dance floor, and the dance floor is going to collapse, and you're going to fall two stories onto a pad.
Oh, my goodness.
So there was 10 or 11 of us, stuntmen, stuntwomen, and they wanted us to dance. And it was the worst thing you've ever seen. But they wanted us to dance enough before we fell through the floor, but it was so embarrassing. That part was embarrassing, but that's the funny part.
They had to bring in stunt people for the stunt people to dance.
They should have had dancers to double the doubles. But, yeah.
Well, you've done American Primeval, and you say you're doing spinoffs, too, from the Yellowstone.
Yep, so I probably can't say.
No, don't talk about it, but so there are spinoffs that are coming.
Yep, and I've been lucky enough to work on that. All I'm going to say is it looks like a really good show, but, yeah, Taylor Sheridan's got great things happening right now. It's really cool.
Well, I don't even know how to explain how he has built this empire. And it is an empire, mm-hmm. and he just switched from Paramount to some other, to another big, huge corporation.
I think CBS, maybe.
Whatever it was, and he's bringing that his brilliance to that. And he writes of things that Americans, in my opinion, like to see.
Yes.
And relate to.
And relate to. I mean, Landman. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at that. I mean, it's clobbers everything else.
Yeah. He's
and that comes from inside from him.
Just being around him the short time that I have, whenever he's on set, he's very professional. He's not arrogant in any way, but he's there to do a job, and all of us should be there to do a job too, and we all should be working towards the same thing, and that's his obsession. I mean, you can tell he's the guy who's up at 4 a.m. writing, you know, getting stuff done. It's pretty impressive. You gotta tip your hat to him. He's building the Western way of life. I mean, he's single-handedly made cowboys popular again with Yellowstone. So,
oh my gosh, and then 1883, 1923, mm-hmm. and I guess there's going to be another spinoff, 1944, or something like that.
Yep.
That's one with McConaughey, from what I understand, and these others, and he continues. Wind River. One of my favorite movies.
Yep. Sicario.
Sicario.
Yeah. I mean, he's written all sorts of movies.
Yes.
And each one is amazing to watch.
It is. And he directs a number of them, too.
Mm-hmm. And you travel or go somewhere like the NFR in Las Vegas, and you can see it's very much still prevalent that people are interested in the cowboy lifestyle.
Yep.
And let's talk a little bit about that when we get back. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights on Wednesday, December 31st, 6 to 10 p.m. for a special New Year's Eve event featuring live music by Black Vinyl 45 and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes, all while surrounded by 2 million lights and 10 acres of illuminated gardens with food and drinks available for purchase. All proceeds support Turtle Bay. Don't miss New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Wednesday, December 31st. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard.
Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. We're here with Courtney Denny from the Red Bluff Circuit Finals, and Tucker Allen, who's going to be competing, but he's also the world champion steer wrestler out of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association and at the NFR. Tucker, where were you when you came into the, I know you weren't number one.
No, I was.
When you came into the finals there.
I think I was ranked fifth when I came in.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, this is 10 days in a row, my friends, that most of the time, The cowboys and cowgirls do not compete 10 days in a row. But this is a marathon.
Yeah. And you have to go into each night, you know, not carrying the weight of last night in. That's the one thing that's different about that rodeo. You know, a lot of other rodeos, we go to one, go to two or three in a weekend, then we might have 2-3 days off, go to another one. But that's 10 days straight. I mean, it's a marathon, and it's the, you know, you might get sick in those 10 days, and you try not to let that affect your performance. And I mean, that's a big thing, is trying to stay, you know, not getting sick out there. I mean, because
Las Vegas, everybody gets sick when you go there. I mean, everybody picks up something.
Yeah.
You got hundreds of thousands of people there.
Yeah, you get the crowd, and it's mentally taxing more than anything. Physically for us, you know, when we practice, we steer wrestle 20, 30 steers a day. So like, we're conditioned to do it. So one a day is not hard. But it's the mental taxing of it, because you have to block out the crowd, block out the announcers, block out the pressure. You have to focus on your job. And the day to day, I love it, but we go to the signings and we sign for our sponsors and, you know, talk to people. So that's the hard part, is staying mentally sharp throughout those 10 days.
Well, next year on Wednesday, before it all starts, we're going to have you on our show. We broadcast from there.
I would love to
get you ready.
I would love to do it.
Well, we'd love to have you on. And here's the other thing, too, is like Will Loomis was number one coming in, I believe, missed his first year.
Yep.
And I thought, wow.
Yep.
And that must put an incredible amount of pressure on somebody.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know,
because that takes him out of the all, that takes him out of the
took him out of the average.
Average.
He was on my fantasy that night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing about the Pro Rodeo Fantasy deal. Turns out I was second to last picked to do good out there. 1.5% of all the people that picked their Rodeo Fantasy picks picked me. So
really?
That was kind of a little motivation
okay,
to do
you
good.
Were on a top on our fantasy, though, like every other night.
Perfect.
Wyatt and I would just trade. Either he got you or I got you.
Awesome.
And my sister-in-law as well. So you had some fans in Northern Nevada.
Well, you got lots of fans everywhere, and you're going to have more now. But the thing, too, is that so for 10 days, every night, you got to put away the pressure. Because you got all day to think about it.
Yep.
You do know which steer you're going to bring. You know the horse you're going to ride. But as we just said, the guy that was number one missed his first steer.
Yep.
And you started at fifth. And then how many rounds did you win?
Ended up winning two outright. And then I actually split a round with Will Loomis. I think it was the fourth
right.
round. So it would have been the second, fourth, and eighth round. That went good for me.
Well, and it was, what, 36,000?
36,000 a night, and then I think I placed, they pay six monies each night, and I think I placed in six rounds total, counting the round wins.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Well, that's pretty good. I mean, when you, and just things like this, is very few, like the bulls, there's very few times that all 10 bulls are ridden.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one rider can ride all 10 bulls.
Yep.
When you get into the rough stock, I think that you've got the bareback is the toughest, and your bulls, and then your saddle bronc, which is not easy because these are some of the best horses. Bucking horses.
Yeah.
But it seems like a little bit easier on your body.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And steer wrestling is not as taxing physically as, you know, the bareback riding. I mean, you can tell as the rounds get longer towards the end, those guys are tired. They're beat up. I mean,
you
got your hand tied to a freight train. You know, I can't imagine what those guys go through.
Well, yeah. When you see them at the end, they're just happy.
Yeah.
They're just happy to get off.
They survived.
So how does it feel? I mean, we watched it, but
what did you do to celebrate?
How does it feel to walk up on the stage?
Oh, that was the coolest moment of my life for sure. You know, it was a big personal accomplishment. Super blessed to be able to do it, but it was really cool to see everyone that was there with me and experience that. You know, it kind of hit me after I threw my last year and ended up winning the average. And the first person I saw was my traveling partner when I was walked just around my steer, going behind the box. Jesse, I was like, hey, did I end up doing it? He's like, what do you mean? Yeah, you did it. Yeah. But, you know, my mind wasn't in that mind space. So it was just go do my job. And then the weight of the situation is like, whoa, I actually did it. And then I didn't really get emotional or anything until I saw Luke Branquino in the hallway. And we did both break down a little bit. That was really, really cool.
I think Luke was announcing.
Yeah, he's the commentator.
Yeah, he's the commentator.
And he even told me when I was throwing that last year and it went good, he was trying not to tear up as he was talking about it on TV. So that was pretty cool.
So you get your gold buckle, get the saddle, and all those people cheering and yelling.
Yep.
Best in the world.
It's, I don't know if it's really sunken in yet. You know, it's just one of those deals you dream about as a kid. To be able to even be in that situation and to be able to do it, you know, it's just such a blessing. And I hope to be able to be a good world champion. That's kind of my goal. I want to be able to represent, you know, rodeo and the cowboy culture correctly. So and that's kind of a opportunity I'm excited about for sure.
Well, you're doing great now.
Thank you.
I tell you what, you're very personable and articulate. And I hope that you continue. People giving you a chance to speak for the rodeo world.
I appreciate it. I love it.
Well, it's you've put so much work into it. And I think you said one time that what do you do on your off time? I steer wrestle.
Yeah.
I practice. Until I or the steers get tired.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that. We got back from the NFR on Monday. We were practicing by Wednesday. And
wow.
The main reason was we were just bored. That's what we do. We steer wrestle. And
that's what we do.
That's what we do. Yeah.
Well, for people who have never been to the NFR, even if you don't know that much about rodeo, you need to do it once.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see Las Vegas during that time.
Yeah.
And stay at the South Point.
And stay at, if you can. Yeah, good luck with that. You
know,
you have to be, I have to call for reservations while I'm at South Point. And I have to tell them what room I'm in. So they give me reservations for next year.
Yeah.
I mean, if you try to get in after that, it gets tough.
That's the the demand. I mean, everyone wants to be there.
Everything happens right there. Okay. Circuit finals, Courtney.
And we're so lucky to have Tucker Allen competing at the circuit finals starting tonight in Red Bluff. So you get to witness a world champ. We also have R.C. Lanningham who will be there. We have several athletes who have also been to the NFR that will be competing. And we've got new athletes that want to showcase their talent as well that maybe competed here in Red Bluff or just traveling throughout the California circuit. But it is the state finals for this circuit for rodeo, and we get to host it another year in Red Bluff. It used to be in Anaheim. We took it over during COVID, and it has just grown and grown, and we will be sold out if you show up late tonight.
It'll be there's only 2,000 seats there, and you're inside, so you don't have to worry about any weather. You know, it looks like we're going to have good weather. And you get your tickets from RedBluffRoundup.com.
Yep. You can call our office if you need, and we'll help you out, or show up early tonight. We're opening the doors at 6 o'clock, and you can get tickets at the doors still, at least for tonight, probably not on New Year's.
Okay. Thanks, Tucker. And Courtney, hey, tomorrow Aiden Humane's going to join us, and we'll have we'll be talking about end-of-year stuff here and as we quickly close out on 2025. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.